It's Shnei Yisurim. Echad kedibri Beis Shammai. One according to Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai and Rosh Chodesh Shemat, it's called the next year already. It's a new year. So since next year is the third year, you only have to give off Ma'aser Oni and no Ma'aser Sheni. The Echad kedibri Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Hillel, like it says in our Mishnah, when is the Rosh Hashanah? The Rosh Hashanah is only on Tu Bishvat. So up until Tu Bishvat, it's still called last year. It's called the second year. On the second year, you have to give off Ma'aser Sheni. So the Chumra, Rebbe Kiva, did both things. He took off Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, Loi Minig Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Noi Goboi. It's not the pshat that Rebbe Kiva had a suffix whether we hold like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Therefore, when he pulled off the Yesrig on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he was Mesupik like Beis Shammai, it's the new year, like Beis Hillel, it's last year. That wasn't a suffix. Like the sum of the pshat is that we don't have a suffix between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For sure, the loch is like Beis Hillel. So why should Rebbe Kiva even be cheshit for Beis Shammai? So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the pshat from Rebbe Kiva was Ela Minig Rabbi Gamliel for Rabbi Eliezer Nogabo. He had a machlokes between the loch of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. The Tznag learned like this: Esroig Shavul Ilan Vigimel Drachim. Esroig really is a tree. As a tree, it has a loch like a tree for three things: Uli Yerek V'Derech Echad. But in one way, it's doima to vegetables, to yerek. What does that mean? Shavol ilon legimul drachim. An esrog tree has a loch like a tree in three ways. La'ola, that the first 3 years you can't eat the tree, the fruits, is called ola. In other words, an esrog tree is called a tree that has an nis ola on it. Mashenken, on vegetables, there's no din ola. So an esrog tree has a loch like an ilon, there's a din ola. Hor din l'ravai, the fourth year, you're allowed to eat the fruits, but only in Yerushalayim. It has a loch like ravai, like a regular tree. Or l'shmitah. In other words, when is it considered that the fruits, these fruits, are perish shvius, you go basa chanota. That if it blossomed already before shmita started, before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's produce. If it first blossomed after Rosh Hashanah, then this year is shmita year, it has kedusha shvius on the fruits. In other words, the esrog has a loch like a tree, negated to when the year starts for shmita. Basa chanota. In one way, an esrog tree is daima to a yerek. What does that mean? Shebishas lekitasi yisurai. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. When do you have to take off trum meiser? What year is it called? You go bas lekita. It does. You don't care when it would blossom. Even if, let's say, it blossomed before Rosh Hashanah. But since you first picked off the esrog after Rosh Hashanah, negeret to meiser, you go bas shas lekita. And therefore, if you picked it off after Rosh Hashanah, it has a loch like next year, it's next year's crop, and if next year is the third year, you only have to take off Ma'aser Oni, not Ma'aser Sheni. That's Rabbi Gamliel's Chiddush. That negeret to which year of Ma'aser we're talking about, negeret to Ma'aser, it has a loch like a vegetable, you go after Shas Lakita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Blatter says, no. Esrig, Shovel, Ilon, Lechol, Dover. No, an esrig is mamish like a tree, even for Ma'aser. You don't care when you pick it off the tree. As long as the chanot, as long as it blossomed before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's crop. So you see, it's a machlekes. What din does the ilan of an esrog tree have? Is an esrog tree to get to ma'aser called like an ilan that you go bosa chanota, or is it daima to yerokis that you go bosa lekita? So therefore, the case of Rabbi Kiva was that the chanota of the esrog blossomed already before Rosh Hashanah. And the Lakita, you first picked it off the tree, now in Chodesh Shvat. So the shadow is, if you go, but the Chanota, it's last year's pears. You have to give Ma'aser, last year's din Ma'aser. If last year was the second year, you have to give Ma'aser Sheni. But if you go, but the Lakita, when you pick the Esrog off, since you picked it off after Rosh Hashanah, there's a loch of the third year, that now you only have to give Ma'aser Oni and not Ma'aser Sheni. So that's what the Rekiva suffix was. So now the Gemara, the Kasha, like what's Pshat Rabbi Kiva? Is he allowed to do like two chumris here? Does he want to be machmir like Rabbi Gamliel and like Rabbi Eliezer? You're not supposed to be machmir like both of them. For a time, you learned like this: Li'olam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. We always pass in like Beis Hillel. A machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The locher is like Beis Hillel. But for haroitzel lasas kedivrei Beis Shammai yosa. Whoever wants to do like Beis Shammai has a right to do like Beis Shammai. And the Rashi brings down, like right now, the Gemara always asks Chutz Stira.
If you say the Yoel and the Loch is Kedibra Beisilul, how can you say that whoever wants to do like Beis Shammai is allowed to do like Beis Shammai? We just got finished saying Haloch is Kedibra. So Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Erevin asked this Kasha, and the Gemara answers there that Khan Kedim Baskil, Khan Liacha Baskil. Before the Baskil came out to say Haloch is Kedibra, if you want, you could do like Beis Shammai. If you want, you could do like Beis Hillel. But after the Baskil came out to tell us that the Loch is like Beis Hillel, now you're only allowed to do like Beis Hillel. So that's the Pshat, that Loyla Maloch Kedibra Beis Hillel, that's the Maskornam. After the Baskil came out, the Loch is like Beis Hillel. But before the Baskil came out, then the Loch was, if you want to do the way Beis Shammai says, you're allowed to. If you want to do the way Beis Hillel says, you can also do the way Beis Hillel says. What about Mekule Beis Shammai? Or Mekule Beis Hillel? That's a Russia. If you just take the Kule, you just go lenient. Beis Shammai is lenient. And Beis Hillel is lenient. You just go after the Kule, that's a Russia. That's what you're not allowed to do. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara and Ervin explains that it means Lemachle Kisachas. Sheyesh mokim shenoytem bo divrei Beis Shammai lehokim, v'yesh mokim shenoytem bo divrei Beis Hillel lehokim. In the same machlokes, there are cases that Beis Shammai's halacha comes out lekula, and there are certain cases that Beis Hillel comes out lekula. So if you hold like both of them, that's taka or rasha, because the two things are a stira. You can't hold both kulas. So by holding both, for sure you're doing something wrong. You call the rasha. What about mechumle Beis Shammai or mechumle Beis Hillel? You want to go to Chumrah, you want to be strict upon yourself, you want to be Machmir, that even though again it's a Machlekes and one is Kula, one is the Chumrah, you want to go to Chumrah both ways. So Gemara says, all of our Kasav Eimer, and this the Pasuk says, V'aksil b'achosh ha'cholich. You're aksil, you're a foolish person. You're not supposed to do this. Like if you hold the Chumrah of Beis Shammai, then you can't hold the Chumrah of Beis Hillel, because the two halachas are seisah zelizim. In certain cases, it comes out that he's machmir and he's a machmir, but you can't hold from both chumras. It's a theory, you can't hold from both of them. Because the monashtrich, if you hold like Beis Hillel, then you don't hold like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, what you have to do is, Elo ike Beis Shammai kikuleyim uvechumarehim. Either you hold like Beis Shammai when he's makol or skulis and when he's machmir is chumras, or ike Beis Hillel, or else you have to hold like Beis Hillel shitam. Bekuleyim uvechumarehim. You have to have both. When he's Mekel, you hold like his Kula, and when he's Machm, you hold like his Chumra. But at Kol Ponim, he can't take on both Chumras together. So the Kashmir is according to Rabbi Kiva then, how did he do both Chumras here? He said, according to the first Pshat, he was Machm, Kedivra Beis Shammai, Kedivra Beis Hillel. So how could he do two Chumras? It's called a Ksil to do two Chumras. Now Rashi explains the case where there's a Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and it's the same Machlekes, certain cases is Lekula, and certain cases is the Chumrah. So Rashi says, "Kugrein the machlekes that kame chesorin b'shedrim shletetama b'yoyel." If you have, let's say, like a mace, you don't have the complete mace; you only have the bones. So locher is if you have the whole shedrim, the whole backbone, then there's a tumas mace. So how much is missing from the backbone that there's no tumas mace here? So it's a machlekes. Beis Shammai yirmim beis chulyus. You have to be missing two, like two ribs. It's enough to be missing one rib. If you're missing one chul, you're like one where the rib meets the backbone. Just one of them, one vertebrae, that makes it, you don't have a complete mace here. So that's a locha by tumas a mace, that Beis Hillel is a mekel. Beis Hillel says if it's only missing one chul, the mace is not called like you have the shedrum, there's no tumas mace. The word says v'chein l'treifa. The exact same machlekes is totally when the animal becomes a treifa. That according to Beis Hillel, if it's only missing one chulya, it's called the treif already. Of course, it's not called the thing is here. According to Beis Shammai, if you're only missing one chulya, it's not called the treifa. Beis Shammai says, when is it called missing? Only when you have two chulyas missing. So it comes out like this. That divrei Beis Shammai mekilim betreifa. Beis Shammai shita that you have to be missing two vertebrae, that's a kulum agir tilchas treifas. That if you're only missing one, it's not called a treifa. The yoy machetechsa shtei chulyus is not called a treifa. Or beisilu machmir, beisilu is a mekel. Even if you're only missing one chulya, the animal is called a treifa. Abu mekilu linyan tumma comes out of the beisilu is a mekel linyan tumma. Loyma shakivin shechosu chulyachas, as long as the backbone is missing one vertebra, is ainu matamid, is no tumma sameis. So it comes out that there's one machlekes here. When is it called missing the backbone? If it's missing two chulyas or one chulya, and from this machlekes it comes out two different dinim. That filchus tumma if you have a mace here to matama b'yerla mace, beisil is a mekel. Nageir filchus treifa, when is the animal called the treifa? Beisil is machmir. Therefore, v'oiches b'zu kule beishama v'kule beisilul rosha. If someone takes both kulas, he says hilchus treifa, the animal is not called the treifa until two is missing, like beis shamay. And the geicha tumas sameis, he says, as long as it's missing one chuya, there's no tumas sameis like beisilul. That's a rosha. Shere dvorim seisim zeh to stira. It's time to be nekel upon yourself. What about the opposite way? V'oiches b'chum reishneim. Somebody wants to be machmir like both of them. Is the ksil b'choshech helach, he's called a fool. Shen yedeis rashi learns the pshat is, why is he called a fool? Shen yedei lahavchin al milismach. Because he didn't learn enough, he doesn't know who to be semichon. Like he has a doubt which way to do. But that's no good, you should learn and know which way it is. Al rashi says, al v'beiz machoikis, shekilu elu bezu, v'elu bezu, ein kan. But if two separate machoikisin, and you want to be nekel both ways, then you're not called a rasha. Because you have a right to say, in this machlokes I hold l'kula, and in the other machlokes I also hold l'kula. It's only a shaila when both machlokes are not totally zeh v'zeh. Like this case of the backbone, how many chulyas are missing? To give it a shame, the backbone is missing. So therefore it's the kasha over here. How could Rabbi Kiva do like both, like Beisham and Beisilul? It's called a ksil. He's called a fool for doing like this. So the Marian says, Rabbi Akiva Gomrei Estopikle. Rabbi Akiva was Masufik, how he learned the halacha. For Lo Yodi wasn't sure, E Beisilo Biechud Bishvat Omer. Was it Beisilo that said the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? So therefore, if you pulled off this Esroig after Shvat, it's called the next year, and you have to give, let's say, Maiseroni. Oy Betu Bishvat Omer. Or else the other Tzad, he was Masufik, maybe Beisilo said Tu Bishvat. So therefore, since it was picked off the day's Shvat, it's still called last year's crop. And therefore, you have to go after last year's Meiser. So that was the Pshat and Beis Hillel in Rabbi Kiva. Not the Pshat he's taken upon both Chumras of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Havada that he wouldn't do. But the Pshat is he was Masufik, how to learn, what did Beis Hillel say? Did Beis Hillel say that the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Or did he say the Rosh Hashanah Filonis is Tu B'Shvat? So that's why he was knowing both L'Chumra. Mor says now Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudu Aymer Loi Minig Beishama Beisilu Loi Bo. No, that wasn't the Pshat in Rabbi Kiva. He wasn't Machmen because he was Masupik in the Locho of Beishama and Beisilu when the Rosh Hashanah Filonis saw. No, rather, what was Rabbi Kiva Sufik? Why did he take off two times Meiser? Ela Minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lezer Loi Bo. He is Masupik about the Locho that we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel that an Esrig goes Bosa Lakita. Or do we pass like Rabbi Lezer that an esrik has a din of an ilon that you always go bosa chanoto when the fruit starts to blossom? For at the Gemara, b'yechod b'shvat ki b'shamay noigbo. See, if that's the machlokes, why did they have to say aloch of echad b'shvat? Why did the Bekiva say he picked off the tree, he picked off the esrik on echad b'shvat? Echad b'shvat is only according to b'shamay. B'shamay holds when is the Rosh Hashanah to b'shvat. So Manashaka should have said the case is he picked it off on Tu B'Shvat. Because if he picked it off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, no matter what you say, it goes lost the last year. Because the Rosh Hashanah is first Tu B'Shvat like Beis Hillel. So why was the Maaseh Rabbi Kiva picked it off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? And it was Machmir. Two ways, whether you go Bos HaChanotes last year, or you go Bos Lakita, it's the New Year's. Why is it the New Year? Since he picked it off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat before Tu B'Shvat, he picked it off before Tu B'Shvat. Even if you tell me you go Bos Lakita, still it should be last year's crop. Because Aloch was like Beis Hillel, that when does the new year start for Ilonis? On Tu B'Shvat. So since it was picked off before Tu B'Shvat, Mamanashach is last year's crop. Tell him how you tell me he goes according to Beis Shammai. That's a kasha. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. Alright, turn over. So the Gemara answers, Omar Rebbe Chanino, Vitema Rebbe Chananya, some says Rebbe Chananya, that Hocho, you know what we're talking about over here, Vesroig Shechonto Peroisov Koidim Tu B'Shvat.
Be'iduch shrat. We're talking about this tree now, the chanoto. When did the fruit start to blossom? Before last year's Tu B'Shvat Avtinan. And now, the next year, by Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's when he picks off the Esrig. So the question is, if you go Bosa Chanoto, like at Elon, we say it's the years before crop, because the Chanoto was before last year Tu B'Shvat. So it's the last year's crop. But if you go Bosa Lakita, since Lakita was after Tu B'Shvat, even though now it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but after last year's Tu B'Shvat, he go both to this last year. So the Gemara says, of a dinu, and really, afilu kaidim l'chein. The question would have been here, Rabbi Kiva would have had the same suffix, even if he would have picked it off before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, as long as he picked it off after last year Tu B'Shvat. So the question was, do you go both to the chanota, the blossoming, which was before Tu B'Shvat, or do you go both to the lakita, like Rabbi Gamliel says, since it was done after Tu B'Shvat. And Moji says, "Ma'isa shoya kachoya." The Ma'isa Rabbi Kiva rather took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, but it's not because he holds like Beis Shammai. The question is, the Chanota was done like over a year ago. The Chanota was before last year's Tu B'Shvat, come out exactly a year ago, and Lakita is after Tu B'Shvat. So the question is, do you go Bosa Chanota, do you go Bosa Lakita? Moji says, "Ravina, Om Ravina," says like this. Korach v'toni, you should put all this into it. This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, that loy echad b'shvat hoya, itaka wasn't an echad b'shvat, the mice of Rabbi Kiva. El tu b'shvat hoya, now the mice was Rabbi Kiva picked off the yesterday on tu b'shvat, and this was a suffix. Since he picked it off after tu b'shvat, do we say gobos l'kitla like Rabbi Gamliel holds, and it has a din mice of the next year? Or do you hold like Rabbi Lezer? No, that an elon of an esrig has a locha like a tree, that it goes bosa the chanota when the fruit blossomed. And since the fruit blossomed last year, it has the locha of last year's maisa. And then he meant to say like two things. First he said this, then he said, v'loi minig beishamu beisilu meigbo, the Mekiva sefik was not whether to hold like beishamu beisilu, because the maisa was on Tu B'Shvat, so there's no machlokes here. Elaminig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Noigbo. The Rabbi Kiva suffix was, do you go Bosa Lakita like Rabbi Gamliel? So therefore it's the next year, but do you go like Rabbi Lezer if the Chanota was last year's crop? Omar Rabba Barafuna. Hashtag the Yom Rabbi Gamliel. Now that Rabbi Gamliel said, Esrug, Achalakitosa Yisuro, Ikierek, that an Esrug tree in one way, it's diamond to the Urochus, the vegetables. That the Din Mice was told in the Lakiton, which year you picked it off. So he says you should know now that if so, Rosh Hashanah Shalayas Tishrei. When is the Rosh Hashanah, when does it start the new year of the Esrog tree? It starts on Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Now it's not like a regular tree that you go Bosa Tu B'Shvat, but since he says that the Nogeta Meiser, it has a locha like Yerik, that you go Bosa Lakita. So just like by Yerokas, the Rosh Hashanah Shaloi is Tishrei, who are din by Elon? When is the Rosh Hashanah for Meiser? Do you have to know, do you give Meiser Sheni this year? Or do you give Meiser Roni this year? When is it called the second year or the third year? That's told in Rosh Hashanah, it should be in Rosh Hashanah Shal Tishrei. That's what he says. On this Meiser we have a Kasha. Meiser, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Likot Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. And somebody picked off an Esrog off the tree the day before Tu B'Shvat. Actually, Tovri Hashemesh, before Shkia came around. And then he picked off another Esrog off the tree, after Shkia, after on Tu B'Shvat. So, Alokhriz, Ein Tormin, Umaiskrin, Mizeh Alveh. You can't take off Trumas and Maiskrin from one on the other. Why? Ufishain Tormin, Umaiskrin, Leimin, Achodesh, Ala Yoshin. Not on New Year's crop, on last year's crop. For Leimin, Ayoshin, Ala Chodesh. And not on last year's crop, on this year's crop. And the same thing, hoysa shlishish nechneses l'revis. If it's the third year going into the fourth year, is alocha shlishis is maiser rishon or maiser roni? Mashen kein revis the fourth year. What's the alocha the fourth year shemitah? Rochu is maiser rishon or maiser sheni. So the chur what you see, you picked it off the tree, you picked the esrog off the tree, and he says you go bas lakita. He says it depends if you picked it off before Tu B'Shvat this last year, if you picked it off after Tu B'Shvat.